One of the drivers for inflation has been the high price of gasoline. Over the past 8 months, it has soared from $1.549 in February to $2.167 in July. We are now back down to a price of $1.859. And as the price of fuel declines, so does some of the inflationary pressure introduced by high fuel prices. But questions remain about the cost of fuel. There are certainly a number of people who would like to blame the price increase on carbon taxes, for example, but they are looking at politics and not the numbers. The price put on carbon is a fixed value and currently sits at 11.05 cents per liter. That is not a percentage but the actual cost. The increase in the carbon tax this year was 2.2 cents per liter and it will be around that again next year. A 2-cent increase in carbon tax cannot produce a 60-cent increase in price nor explain why we are still paying more than we were in February. Nor can the price of crude oil. Using the last week of October as a comparator, we get crude oil at $54.18 in 2019 while the price at the pump was $1.234 in Prince George. In 2020, the numbers were $35.79 and $1.103. In 2021, they were $83.57 and $1.4403. This year, they are $87.90 and $1.859. The price of crude oil only loosely explains the price of gasoline. A $4 difference in the price of crude oil shouldn't result in a 40-cent difference at the pump, especially when crude at $95.46 in February, but the price at the pump gasoline was 30 cents lower. Clearly, there is more going than just the cost of government taxes. One consideration is the time lag between purchase and delivery. Crude purchases are made on futures, anticipating the cost going forward. High-priced crude then needs to be processed and cleared through the system before lower-priced crude can bring the price down. Another factor is refining capacity, as much of the fuel in BC comes from Washington State, and when that refinery is shut down for extended periods, the price rises. No matter the cause, the price of gasoline impacts our lives and the rate of inflation. Todd Whitcomb is a UNBC chemistry professor.